Chapter 3. Mustafa Mond. Outside in the garden, it was playtime. 600 little boys and girls, all naked, were playing in groups. The director and his students watched one of the groups.
"People used to play simple games with just a ball or sticks," the director explained. "Now, games must be complicated, and they must involve consumption. The equipment must be expensive, so that playing games will benefit the economy, and everyone has to play."
The director pointed to a little boy of about 7 and a little girl of about 8, busy playing a basic sexual game.
"What charming children," the director said.
Suddenly, loud crying was heard. A nurse appeared, holding a small boy.
"For some reason, he doesn't like sexual games," she told the director. "I'm taking him to the psychologist." "Quite right," said the director. Then turning to his students, he said, "What I'm going to tell you now may seem incredible. In the past, people thought that erotic play between children wasn't normal. They considered it immoral, and it was prohibited. This even included adolescents."
"What were the results of this attitude to erotic play?" one of the students asked.
"The results were terrible," said a loud voice from behind the group.
The students looked round. The speaker was a man of medium height with black hair, a long nose, and full red lips. His black eyes were very bright.
"Boys, this is the controller," the director said with an enormous smile on his face. "This is his fortchip, Mustafa Mond."
The student's eyes opened in surprise. Mustafa Mond. The controller for Western Europe, one of the 10 world controllers, here in person. Mustafa Mond looked at the students.
"You all remember what our Ford said so beautifully," he said in his loud voice. "History is useless. That's why you're not taught history. But now the time has come. Just try to realize what it was like to have a living human mother. What it was like to live with a family. They all lived in one house, in a few small rooms. No air, no space. There were strong relationships and strong emotions between the members of a family. Our Ford," Mustafa Mond continued, "was the first person to discover the terrible dangers of family life. Today we know how harmful it is for someone to belong to you, and only to you, a wife or a husband, for example."
The students trembled at the strange words.
"We know that a child shouldn't belong to a mother or father," said Mond. "It's bad for society. Everyone belongs to everyone else. You all learned that long ago in your sleep."
The students nodded in complete agreement.
"When everyone belongs to everyone else, there are only weak emotions," Mond continued. "Weak emotions aren't dangerous, so society is stable."
The students were impressed.
"There's no civilization without social stability," Mustafa Mond declared. "Every person needs to do their job without any problems, so that society can stay stable. Strong emotions can make problems. We don't allow strong emotions. People here have worked very hard to make your lives emotionally easy," Mustafa Mond said, pointing to the centre. "You're all very lucky. Think of your lives. Have any of you ever had a problem you couldn't solve?"
The students were silent. No one had ever had such a problem.
"Have any of you ever had to wait a long time for anything you wanted?" continued Mustapha Mond.
"Well, I once had to wait almost 4 weeks before a girl I wanted would let me have her," said one of the students.
"And because of that, did you have strong emotions?" Mustapha Mond asked.
"Yes, I felt terrible,"
the student answered.
"Exactly," said Mustapha Mond. "Our ancestors were so stupid that when scientists first offered to liberate them from such emotions, they found this frightening. Their governments wouldn't even consider mass-producing humans. Women were forced to continue getting pregnant, giving birth, and being mothers."
The students' faces became red at the word mother.
"Sleep teaching was actually prohibited in England,"
Mustapha Mond said indignantly.
"People believed in liberty, individuality, and freedom. They also believed in something called democracy and opposed the caste system where every person is high-ranking or low-ranking and everyone knows their place and their job. In the past, they had religious beliefs, like Christianity. Now we've got Ford's Day celebrations." "The 9 Years' War began in AF 141, the controller continued. "Whole cities were destroyed. Crops and animals were infected, and the water was contaminated. It was a very dangerous time. Then came the great economic collapse, and people had to choose between a system of world control or total destruction. They had to choose either stability or death."
"I'm sure no one would choose death," said a student.
"In fact, there were people who resisted," Mond said. "When the world government ordered every man, woman, and child to consume a certain amount every year to support world industry, people everywhere protested. The world government had to shoot hundreds of people to enforce consumption. Finally, the controllers realized that force was no good. The slower but much surer methods of mass-producing humans, conditioning them and sleep-teaching them, would be much more effective. They made a campaign against the past, shut museums, blew up historical monuments, and prohibited all books published before AF 150. And then, in AF 184, he said dramatically, scientists produced Soma, the perfect drug. Pleasant hallucinations without any side effects. You can now take a holiday from reality whenever you like. When you come back, you don't even have a headache.
The students knew the feeling well. They nodded vigorously.
In the bad old days, Mustapha Mond continued, people used to change as they grew older. Now people are the same at 17 and 60.
A little boy and girl appeared from behind a bush, busy examining each other.
"Go away, little girl,"
shouted the director angrily.
"Go away, little boy. Can't you see that his forechip is busy? Go and do your erotic play somewhere else."